20th Century Literature, 1900 to 2000. The 20th century was marked by two terrible world wars, political realignments, revolutions, economic ups and downs, and tensions in the world. Britain moved from being a powerful empire to becoming a nation of secondary importance behind the US and former USSR. The country was plagued by social dissatisfaction, labour unrest, crippling strikes and periodic high unemployment. The resultant disenchantment, despair, loss of hope and decline in moral values are all reflected in the literature of this century. Prose. Four significant prose writers of this century are Herbert George Wells, 1866 to 1946, George Orwell, 1903 to 1950, James Joyce, 1882 to 1941, and Agatha Christie, 1890 to 1976. Many others could be mentioned. H.G. Wells was inspired by Darwin and Huxley's biological realism, as well as technology, politics, and social sciences. He became one of the most important followers of Dickens in the critically realistic novel and one of the main founders of science fiction. His science fiction is marked by the question of what disastrous consequences can come from the rapid technological progress in old societal conditions. His first novel, The Time Machine, has the warning message that if man does not solve his interpersonal and class conflicts, progress will lead to the total degeneration and finally the extinction of the human race. Wells also paved the way for futurology. Based on his scientific studies and understanding of human nature, he was able to predict future inventions and lifestyles and, above all, their social consequences. His later works include utopian visions and thoughts which, however, would not come to pass for another 3,000 years. George Orwell, 1903 to 1950, was born in India and studied in England. He then worked for the British Imperial Police in Burma, witnessing much imperialistic oppression. After that, he spent 5 years in the poorer areas of London and Paris. His writing was inspired by his experiences among the poor, unemployed, and other rejects of capitalist society. Among his best-known works is Animal Farm, ridiculing the revolutionary movement and development in the former USSR. 1 year before his death, he published his second well-known work, 1984, one of the most disturbing anti-utopian pieces of this century. He was greatly suffering from tuberculosis, which deepened his pessimistic view of the world. Freud's psychoanalysis and Einstein's theory of relativity also influenced the society, notably leading to a general decline of moral and spiritual values. The most noticeable innovation in prose became the stream of consciousness technique. Writers tried to penetrate into thus far unexplored layers of human consciousness and the subconscious. They tried to express man's thoughts in their original state, as they were forming and interacting. James Joyce was one of the great experimentalists in this era. An early work was A Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. It has strong autobiographical traits and is also the springboard to new techniques, including the stream of consciousness. Joyce can be considered a genius of parody, irony, and satire, and an author who was demolishing old values and traditions and trying new approaches. However, as time went on, Joyce's experiments tended towards total disorder, lacking form, structure, and plot. Only loose associations, word plays, sound effects, and nonsensical sayings remained. Agatha Christie, known also as the Queen of the Detective Story or First Lady of Crime, wrote about 100 works and was the most read authoress worldwide. She contributed significantly to the development of the classical English detective story started by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, writer of the Sherlock Holmes stories, and others. She created two unique detective characters. First was Hercule Poirot, a Belgian detective on active leave in Britain and speaking with broken English. Her second most famous character was Miss Jane Marple, an elderly spinster with intuition and good knowledge of people and conditions in her town. Christie's stories provide suspenseful reading and, at the same time, have a calming effect. Her murders take place in a calm, idealized world, where crime appears only as a temporary disruption of order, and upon solving the mystery, all is well again. Although Christie is the most glamorous as far as the detective story, not all her works are the best. Many other writers have followed in her steps and produced wittier, more interesting stories. In the 20th century, a new trend was that more women contributed to literature. Some addressed general issues in their works, while others concentrated on problems and special concerns of women in the modern world. Doris Lessing's 1919 to now, The Golden Notebook, is an example of this latter type of work. She has also written science fiction. Poetry and drama. 20th century English poetry is varied, reflecting many individual styles. Well-known English poets include W.B. Yeats, 1865-1939, Thomas Hardy, 1840-1928, Wilfred Owen, 1893-1918, Dylan Thomas, 1914-1953, and Philip Larkin, 1922-1985. The themes of their works reflect the horrors of the two world wars, bitterness, emptiness, and life struggles. On the other hand, there is also romantic love and gentleness, as well as peace and an enjoyment of tranquility and things remaining as they are. Famous dramatists include George Bernard Shaw, 1856-1950, representatives of the Angry Young Men movement, and Samuel Beckett, 1906-1989. G.B. Shaw became a tireless critic of capitalism through satire and great expressiveness. He courageously ridiculed old sacred values and obsolete lifestyles, presenting new points of view on man and society. His works often feature the opposite of what his audiences would expect. His best-known play is Pygmalion, which pictures the blending of two distant classes and backgrounds and the resultant changes in both main heroes. The Angry Young Men were young writers expressing their anger at the post-World War II British society and its class division and injustices. John Osborne, 1929 to present, with his play, Look Back in Anger, helped to give the name to this movement. In the mid-1960s, there was a second wave of angry protest against the then current social and cultural conditions. A third wave of the post-war angry drama came in the 1970s. Its representatives were young intellectuals, whose works contained perverted passions, violence, and hysterical laughter. They were again portraying the vices of a capitalist society, including pornography, drugs and sexual violence, and its inability to remove them. These three tempestuous waves of post-war dramatists brought drama from convention and illusions into the sharp light of reality. Also in the 1950s, a wave of the theatre of the absurd spilled from France to England. Samuel Beckett is considered to be the originator of this genre. World War II gave Beckett feelings of loneliness, fear, loss of identity and loss of perspective and purpose in life. These feelings are more and more reflected in his works. His life philosophy became existentialist, the belief that human existence is irrational and without goal or escape. A key absurd play is Waiting for Godot. There is very little plot or action. Two clowns are waiting, and a master is pulling a slave. The philosophical questions are very basic: to be or not to be, live or not live, act or wait, believe or despair. Godot doesn't have an identity, and the whole work is full of absurd nihilism. Let's list some authors from the edge of the millennium, who have gained fame in the international literary scene.